Well, let's take you to Pennsylvania now. Within the last few minutes, CBS, ABC and NBC have all projected that Donald Trump is the winner in Pennsylvania, a major move that takes him even closer to getting his arms firmly around the presidency. Caroline Malone is our reporter in Philadelphia tonight. Caroline, what are you hearing from there? It looks like Trump's done it in the Keystone State.
It certainly does. And, you know, behind me, they've just cleared out a second young Republican party of the night. A lot of group of people very keen to celebrate what they see as an absolute victory, both here in Pennsylvania and across the nation. You know, people we've spoken to here in their 20s and 30s who support Trump say they see there's one key issue that got him over the finish line, and that was the economy. Particularly concern here from young Republicans about the cost of living, about inflation, about how hard it is to make ends meet for themselves, you know, in this day and age. And that's one of the reasons they think that Trump has got this key demographic out to vote. And they think that is what has eventually got him to win. Now, we're hearing, of course, as you say, that he will, in fact, take Pennsylvania, even though the final tally is not in. And that clearly will make all the difference, because we know historically Pennsylvania is a critical swing state when it comes to deciding who is the eventual president. It means that, you know, the strategies of the Republicans have done what they wanted to do. When we spoke to people earlier about how they were campaigning in this state in particular, they were telling us about how they're trying to diversify, how they're trying to really get to a wider group of demographics than in previous elections, particularly to get to minorities, black voters, Asian Americans, Latin Americans, making sure that they really reach out to all different groups of people, to men and women in this state. And from their point of view, they've certainly succeeded in that. But it looks like, particularly in Philadelphia, they've actually gained from the previous election as well. And that has been critical in this election.
Caroline Malone reporting history for us tonight from Philadelphia.